We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular
presents
Sleepy Time Tales.
Tonight's tale is Little Star Wonders. Sleepy Time Tales, brought to you by Story Spectacular. I'm your host, Angie. Tonight, we will hear from a curious little star. Let's begin our Sleepy Time Tale now. Up and away in the twilight sky lives a tiny little star.
Hello.
Each night before bed, the little star likes to gaze out at the brilliant sky.
Wow.
Far off in the distance, the little star can see a tiny blue and green colored circle.
I wonder what that could be.
The little star pondered.
Maybe it's a shiny marble. That's not it. Marbles are shiny, but they are very small and made of glass. Could it be a balloon that got away? But balloons float higher and higher when you let them go, and this colorful circle doesn't seem to be moving anywhere. It could be a big bouncy ball. I hope not, though, or somebody might kick it. Perhaps somebody blew a great big bubble. Maybe that's what the pretty circle is. If it is a bubble, I hope it doesn't go pop. Could it be a blueberry crossed with a green grape? No, that couldn't be it. Someone would have already eaten a delicious fruit like that. What could that beautiful blue and green colored circle be? I wonder.
Sparkle, sparkle, shiny world, blue and green colors swirl.
Star wondered some more.
What if that blue and green circle is a beautiful planet? And what if on that planet there's someone looking back up at me?
At that very moment, across the night sky on the little blue and green planet, a child was gazing out the window, looking up at the little star.
Wow, what a beautiful twinkling light,
thought the little child.
I wonder what it could be.
The end. Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. If you're curious, like the little star, I'm sure you will enjoy reading a new book called What Do You See? Look all around, and what do you see? Lines and patterns connect us to everything. Available in paperback and for Kindle at storyspectacular.com/books. Did you enjoy this episode? Don't miss a single Sleepy Time tale. Subscribe to Story Spectacular on Apple Podcasts. This helps our show climb the charts so that others can discover Sleepy Time Tales too.
Sleepy Time Tales.